mean, I was interested in this, that if you use the term white trash, that it's more likely to be a white person talking about another white person. Is that true?
I just about believe that.
Yeah. You mean a colored person probably would say he's just a peck or he's a cracker.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't be as likely to say he's white trash.
No.
He's just white trash.
White.
Suppose that a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his son broke it carelessly. You might say that man got awfully what about
mad.
It? What?
Awfully mad.
Okay. And if you've been working hard all day, you might, and by nighttime you might say, "Oh, I am really
tired."
Okay. Any other ways you might say that?
Yeah, I done had it.
Okay. Just really worn out.
Yeah.
If the school nurse sent a little boy home early because he what at school?
Disorderly.
No, it's the nurse, not the teacher.
Oh, the nurse sent him. Oh.
She sent him home because he what? At school. He wasn't mean. He didn't feel good. So you'd say he what at school today?
I would say he disorderly.
Okay, well, what about if you know, like he started running a temperature or he vomited or something? You'd say he
was sick.
He, okay, well, how would you say it happened? You'd say John?
Mm-hmm. I said John is sick today.
Okay, and what about, if you talk about yesterday, you say, yesterday John what at school?
Mm-hmm. I said John didn't go today for yesterday.
Okay, and what about if last night, just before he went to bed, he started vomiting or something, you might say he sick. I want you to have, what word would you put in there in front of sick? All of a sudden he what?
Blanked out.
Okay. Would you say he took sick or he got sick or?
I would say he got sick.
You think you more likely say he got sick?
Got sick.
Okay. And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In the stomach.
Okay. And have you got a word for a real noisy celebration that they used to have, say at night after a wedding, they used to do it to annoy the couple.
Mm-hmm.
What would they call that?
Let me see. I would say it's too noisy.
Do you remember when maybe somebody got married and they went to their home and people went and stood around outside and rang bells and rattled pans or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
You remember anything like that?
Yeah, I would say they had a party.
Okay.
Outside.
Have you ever heard that called anything like a serenade or a chivalry? No?
No.
You say a party.
That's right.
Okay. How would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
I would say Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What else might you say?
Me asking, was Santa Claus good to you?
Okay. Okay, you ever say Christmas gift?
Yeah, I say that sometimes, Christmas gift.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? If they're trying to tell the children to be good, they might say to a child, "You better behave or old somebody will get you."
Mm-hmm.
What would you call him? Old who will get you?
Old Jack will get you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you ever say the bad man or the boogeyman?
Well, can we say that too? So you better be good, don't the old bad man not get you.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard that raw head and bloody bones will get you, anything like that? No?
No.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase and you have to get it from one place to another, you might say, "I hope I don't have to walk this very far."
I don't have to waggle with this for.
Okay. Any other word that means to move it from one place to another?
Yeah, I say I'd like to get a taxi.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.